Hello.
Hey Scott, this is Sheldon here. How are you doing?
Hi, Sheldon. I'm fine. Hang on a second. Let me put you on speaker.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Valentina is here.
Yeah. Hi, Sheldon.
Hey, Valentina, how are you?
I'm okay.
That's good. So, what would you guys like to discuss?
A lot of things. First is a press release. Press release. Did you open it? Open you.
Let me open the press release.
Yeah. The first.
You're talking about the second one, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's open.
So you said you read. What is the title of my book in this second press release? In the title.
Ooh. I didn't notice that mistake. That's done.
It's everywhere in the whole text. The story is just like that.
Let me actually open them in parallel. Yeah, I see it. That's a problem. That's a problem, yeah. I actually didn't notice that one.
So the problem is that this is taken from the sky. It's written about nobody and about nothing. It doesn't apply to anybody's story. It's just empty words taken from some, I don't know, from some report. Now, so it's awful, completely awful. So I said we will not write, but first I read this and corrected, and then Scott worked on it, and so we made different story, different press release about me, and because it's like I'm still alive, and that is an obituary about somebody. I told you about that. So,
you want to hear what I wrote?
Sure.
I just sent you a copy, but this is basically you can, it's, you know.
Just open yours and look.
If you sent me the copy, I'll just check. Yeah.
You send me a copy or you will listen?
Yeah,
I'm
actually reading through it. Give me a second. I have a really bad throat today.
I don't understand what. So the second with the pictures I changed, but I didn't save. There are still many mistakes. I changed, but I just didn't save. I was so upset that I changed late at night and didn't save. So Scott will send you this first press release, and then in a couple of, or maybe in an hour, I'll sit again and change the second one, because I lost my patience about waiting for a good example. And about, about Valentina, even in this tweet, that's only two lines, and he made two lines only, but in those three lines which you sent me, there were four mistakes, intensive, and you know what, I don't know. Nobody, now who works on this text doesn't know English at all. I am not a Native American, but I am very particular about mistakes, and I didn't want to write somebody about me with so many mistakes.
If you definitely see mistakes, I would love to hear about them, because.
Okay, children. I worry about this about these pictures. In my computer, they are very, very, I guess, like washed out. I don't know how will they look like in the book. In Scottish computers, they look nice. In my computer, they're just and colors are washed.
Because
them.
The thing is, Valentina, everybody has, because most people don't read them on their, like, PCs.
It
seems very from, very a lot. Like, there's a lot of variation when it comes to, you know, computers, because screens are different. But when it comes to phone, that's where your main domain is when it comes to, you know, ebooks. So for ebook, mostly it's going to look the same because it will be on a phone. Now, phone is based on bright colors. Since the screen is larger for most PCs, it's used to have slightly dull colors.
Okay, how do they know?
Well, there's a flatness. When you convert, RGB is what most computer screens are going to be showing them that.
Yeah.
The issue is not so much with the RGB images as with the CMYK images. But CMYK images almost always go flat when you convert from an RGB.
Yeah. They're
it's
dull,
just
yes.
A question of how flat they go. That's the only issue. I ran the CMYK. CMYK versions that are show are pretty close to the ones that I created.
Mm-hmm.
However, some are darker than they should be.
But that's a good thing. If you run brighter colors on a print, they don't look as good. It's a slightly darker color. The reason why CMYK works better is because it's designed for printing. And RGBs mostly works better for, you know, PCs or like a digital output.
Yeah, no, exactly. I know exactly what you're, you know, that's how it works.
That's why the color variation is there, because the CMYK colors are more adaptable to printable versions, and RGB colors are more adaptable to digital versions. So although
the
colors are different,
but
it's good.
Was the version of the book that you sent the ebook or the paperback?
I mean, I think I sent you two files, right? I sent you both the ebook. The Word file has the CMYKs, and the ebook file has the RGBs. I attached them both differently. Now, you probably
now,
have a
what,
docs file and an EPUB.
Well, hold on a second. Let me look at my email.
Sheldon, you're coughing again.
I'm looking, so let's not run the conversation in a different direction.
Okay.
So, how was your weekend, by the way?
You sent this is Hal Flemission, you believe. That's not what we're talking about, is it?
A what?
Hal Flemission in...
We're talking about you believe, I don't. How
you believe and I don't. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, well, then, they're not the ones that you just sent to me.
Yes, they are. I sent you when you were on 74.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just now.
I forward that to both of you, I think.
No, I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at the AZW and the EPUB.
Yeah, I sent you an AZW and... Wait, I sent you just an AZW and EPUB? I didn't send you a doc file?
You sent me... What you sent me was AZW and EPUB. Both are EPUB formats.
Huh? Wait, did you check the email? Did you check the email? The email itself has a doc file attached.
The paperback files are attached to the email with a revised PR. Oh, that's a different email.
No, but do you see in the same email that has the links for Hal Flemission and...
I'm looking at the October 7 email.
Yeah, that's the same email. Check it. It should have a Word document attached to the email, right?
Yes, it does.
That's the paperback file for You Believe I Don't.
Oh, that's the file. Yeah, no, I opened that file and looked at it.
Because I sent everything. I sent the AZW, the EPUB, and the paperback. I said I sent the AZW so you could view it on Kindle, the EPUB so you can view it on Caliber,
right,
and the
right.
paperback so
right,
you have the paperback.
One, that's the one I saw with the CKL, the
CMYK.
Yeah. The one that, on my machine, the images look fine except for the one with the umbrella.
Umbrella, and what about the
one
bench?
With the
look
umbrella.
The
bench. They're washed out. Let me see. I have to open this. Give me a second. Let me open the file.
Which?
By the way, one thing I need the ISBN numbers for both the books.
Yeah.
You believe I don't? Do we have put quotes or no? Maybe the better
would
be. You believe?
No. Titles of books don't have quotes. Titles of books are, they're.
And you made this brown, and you say it's good, and here are the yellow black. You change this picture. Why are these black branches?
I don't know. I'll have to look at it. Figure out what it is. Okay, and the other ones were the EPUB formats.
Let me check something. I made a slight mistake with one of the pictures, I think.
So I gotta
Scrolling down. Yeah, one picture is shifted. One umbrella picture on page 18 is not in the right position.
In which? In the paperback?
Yeah, I just checked. I was going through it. One picture is in the right place. I'm putting it in the right place. This was just slightly shifted towards the managing the gutter.
Page 18? Oh, I see. That cloud on my shoulder. Oh,
yeah.
There's
slight
a,
adjustment.
Yeah, it needs to come back to the right.
Yeah.
To the left. And it's
the rest is fine. Yeah. The rest is fine.
Well, the issue that I was raising has to do with the umbrella, the one that follows the cloud one. It's dark.
It isn't supposed to be dark. They're rainy clouds.
Not that dark.
Yes.
I mean,
at the end when we finish conversation, I will tell you something important from coughing. Okay, remind me not for me to forget to get rid of cough.
Where the hell is mine?
What is yours?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, it's just sometimes AT&T will drop out.
No, it happens. Let's see.
Where the hell is my books file? Here it is. Okay. Now.
What about Black Friday?
Yeah, the cover image is wrong on the, I believe.
Why? Because they are off from the old floor.
These are the old pictures.
Yeah.
No, those haven't changed because I didn't receive anything for it, so I didn't change it.
If you look in the EPUB, and the Fish Express train. You'll see the left-hand side has got a dark, basically a dark shadow running through it. And
right.
That happens in a
are you
number
on the EPUB?
Of the different...
Are you on the EPUB?
What? EPUB.
Let me get to the EPUB. Give me a second.
It looks like the images in the EPUB are old. Are the old images.
That is red. That should be a new image.
They are definitely the old image. The old. I rebuilt all of these.
I'll have to confirm because I'm... Let me see if I even sent the right file. I may have sent the wrong file. That is a possibility. Actually, open Calibre. Let's see which file was it. Okay, yes.
Yeah, definitely. I can tell you right away. If you look at the image, the opening image with the chicks on the table.
Yeah.
Look at that image and compare that with the paperback
it's
image.
It's quite different.
So all of the images in this EPUB are the old images, not the retouched.
And from the new one, too, this is very dark, and the three on the bench is the first picture, right?
No, this is the first picture.
Of the second picture is washed.
I know, but this is...
What this is?
I didn't... This is not the one I worked on. It's the one...
And so, let it be bad indeed because of you were naughty and didn't change it?
I sent the right file. Yeah, I just confirmed that is the correct file. It has all the changed images because the size, the size is...
Look at page 12 in the... Look at, well, I don't know which ebook you're looking at, but if you look at page 12 in the ebook, if you look at the picture in the paperback of the woman, of the, him sitting at the table with the chicks, and you compare that to the image in the ebook, you'll see they're completely different.
Let me see. Page 12. Where is it? Right.
And that means that all of the images in the EPUB are the wrong images.
Wait. Okay, here and here. There's a difference between a slight light and dark, but it's very minor on my system.
Well, then I must be looking at the wrong EPUB file.
I have a question. What's the size of the file that I sent you? Can you tell me the size of the file?
Let me go look. It's the link. I'd have to...
Because the EPUB file should be 40 MB and the AZW should be like 10 MB. That should be the size of the file. Can you check? Because that's the only thing
I'm looking for.
In terms of that. What are you viewing the file on? Are you viewing it on Kindle or like Calibre?
I'm looking in iBooks.
Oh,
it doesn't
okay.
matter. It's gonna show by the whatever the.
Now let me put it in comparison.
Okay, where's the ebook file? If you're seeing the correct image in there, then I must be looking at the wrong ebook file.
Let me actually check something. I have the images here, the RGBs, and fishing boat. Scott, I want you to do me a favor and open the image that you sent me, the RGB one. It has the dark outline at the top. So that's, I placed the right image, but it, that image also has the dark outline at the top. Hello?
Yes, I'm
okay.
I'm navigating to what you're describing.
Yeah, the fishing boat RGB 300 DPI.
Okay, now we want... This is You Believe, right?
Yeah, You Believe I Don't.
Sheldon, which one are you talking about?
No, the fishing boat RGB 300 DPI, yeah.
Yeah?
If you open that image, on the top you can see there's the dark outline that you're talking about. That's also seen on...
No, I wasn't talking about this image. That darkness at the top is only very small, and it's not a problem.
Which one are you talking about? I'm lost.
Talking about the well, look at the images with the chicks on the table.
Chicks on the table. Okay, sorry. Like at the start.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, let me get to that. Chicks on the table.
Now, I'm either looking at the wrong EPUB or...
Do you think it's too bright? Is that the problem?
I don't know. What I'm trying to say to you is that the EPUB version I'm looking at...
Yeah, it's very different. I thought that too. There are two very different images because the color variation with the pinks is very different.
Look at the face. Look at the face. Look at the table. Is the table clean green?
Yeah, it's green, but in both of them. But
is it clean?
Yeah, it's clean. It's clean.
Well, then I'm obviously looking at the wrong EPUB.
Huh? Can you tell me the size of the EPUB?
No, I can't.
Huh? Are you on a Windows or a Mac?
On a Mac.
I don't like Macs. Okay, let me confirm.
Yeah, I can tell you. Just hold on a second while I look at it. Also, the cover picture is wrong. But that may be just the...
Look at the date.
No, I gotta find where the EPUB is, where I put the EPUB so I can look at it.
Let me actually do you a quick favor. We send you a fresh link for the EPUB and the AZW. That work for you?
I just got October 7 are the ones that you sent originally, right?
Yeah. I'm sending you the files that I have open so you can check and know if it's the right file. Now I'm sending you a link. Give me just a second. The link is being generated. This will have all three files. That are the latest files. Hundred percent. Copy link. Scott. Hey, Scott.
What was the date of the email that you sent them originally?
7th.
Well, I only have one from October 7th, so...
Yeah, that's the only one I sent.
Well,
that should be with the right one.
No, the only thing I can think is that somehow I got opened the wrong EPUB, but I don't know how.
Uh, So I just dropped you an email with the link for it. It has all three files, the EPUB, the AZW, and the paperback. So all three are there. Did you find the email?
Hold on a second.
I'm downloading them to my machine now.
Okay. I really need to grind these guys about books and client names. These guys keep getting the client, either the client name or the book name wrong. If it's not the book, it's the client. If it's the client, it's the book. That's the one thing I warned them about. Like, get everything wrong, but not the book or the client name. That's the worst thing you can do.
Now, this is, I haven't opened the one he just sent me. I still think the picture is wrong.
Don't forget about color pages back.
Ah, it's a zip file. I gotta unzip it. Did I lose you? Sheldon?
Hello? Yeah, sorry.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there, I'm still there. I was coughing, so I muted the phone.
Okay, we transfer zip. Okay, here we go. You believe I don't. E-book. There are two e-books in here.
Yeah, the one .azw, one's .epub.
One's converted to an EPUB. Okay. Still a wrong cover picture.
No, that's basically because I sent the file. When you're uploading to Amazon, you upload the cover separately.
It's the wrong color picture. I retouched the cover photo. If you look at the cover photo, you'll see that the branches go from being brown to being dark. And in the new one, they're all the correct brown color. Now, I may not have sent that to you, so I didn't
have a cover update. I just had that.
But that was all right. So this is the file then. All right, this is the correct file that I'm looking at.
Now does it look okay? Can you confirm me just one thing? Can you confirm me if you see the, because I am having a problem with this. I think there's a problem in image number. Can you see image number 10?
No, the image, the one of the images
on
is
page
not
10. Here. I think there's a problem with the image on page 10.
Well, I don't know which page.
I think the one before, let me show you, the one after, what is this? The second umbrella picture, I think that's the problem. Wait, do I have a 14? Yes. Oh, wait. Now I know why this is dark.
It's just not there.
I know why this is dark. I remember this now. I had to discuss this, but I forgot. That's the one image that wasn't sent to me.
No, I was sent, but there's something wrong. I'll have to dig it out and read.
No,
that.
Because,
out.
No, I'm just checking the images. I'm just checking the images. Let me confirm also. On the image, I had 12 images sent. And check. Yeah, I do not have that one image. The one with the dark clouds, the reason why it isn't correct in the paperback or in the ebook is because I don't have that image with me. That's the one image that was missing.
I missed it. I missed it when I was setting it up. I got cloud on the shoulder, but I missed that one. I'm looking at my list now. So I missed sending that one to you. So I'm going to send you that one, and I'm going to send you also the revised cover image of the parrot.
Sure. Go for it. And once I have that, I will just place that on. It's just like it.
Did you get a chance to look at what I sent, the PR piece that
I
sent?
Yeah, I read the PR. We can use that. We can actually use that. We can consider that an approved PR. We should hire you.
Well, that's what I did for 20 years, so I should know how to do it.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to send the umbrella. And the cover. No, the whole cover hasn't been
done yet. I have a question about the information about Valentina. Hasn't Valentina been teaching for like 40 years now?
Yeah.
So, I'm teaching for 47 years.
47. So right now it still says 20. You have to correct that to 47.
And 17 started with 44. Oh my.
47 years. Wow. That's wow. I've taught for 7, so that's all I have.
No, but I want to show Valentina something while we're here.
Wow. 47 years.
This is CMYK. That's what it looks like.
They asked me to make a little bit pinkier. He is white.
I'm trying to show you something. That's a CMYK. That's the RGB. What happens when you convert, this is what happens, to go to the paperback color from the computer color. Okay? Just so you see, it goes flat or flatter. The flesh color is okay here. It went too flat here. So the CMYK, I need to retouch that so that the flesh color is brighter. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or do you want both of them to be brighter?
I want to be brighter.
I can show you one. An example.
So you talk with this
Sheldon, not... Let me basically break it down for you, make it simpler. And the reason why CMYK is darker, because if you try to print the lighter colors, it doesn't look right on a printed copy. That's why usually CMYKs go towards darker colors. But in digital copies, you can mess around with the colors as much as you want, because no matter how you put it, it's going to come out exactly the way you like it. Okay?
Well, the big difference is that there's no black in RGB.
Yeah.
Or essentially, there's no black, and the black ink is the fourth ink that's introduced in a CMYK.
Yep.
Also, you're dealing with red on the computer. Okay. You're dealing with magenta in the CMYK. So the printing inks and the color inks are different. There's a difference between them. That's why you use Pantones. Pantones give you exact between the two streams, but that's, you know, when you specify Pantones, printing gets to be expensive.
I want the pictures, Sheldon, to be sunny, not, you know, some gloomy, but bright.
Okay, how about this? We're going for publishing. We are already putting this as a premium color. Okay, we're putting this as a premium color. So in premium colors, even if you are to brighten this slightly more, it'll still work. If you want to brighten the images, I think we'll be able to manage that. It kind of depends on Amazon. I can't give some sort of a surety, but I can't be 100% on this either, because again, it's Amazon.
No, I agree. I don't disagree with you on that. And I've told clients many times, I said, there's no way to control closely the colors once it hits the press.
But you must know Amazon.
You get close to it.
If Amazon makes them brighter, then it's not very bright.
I'm going to fix.
If they don't make bright and make it more gloomier, then
you think it looks gloomy. Well, the thing is, you think it looks gloomy because right now it's on the screen, and you're looking at the brighter image right beside it. When you look at the book, when it's printed, it's going to be different.
Yeah, and he has something in his desktop in the evening. He has one color daytime, the other
What you typically do when you're doing a print job, you look at actual paper proofs of the print job, not a computer screen. You want to know what the ink is going to look like when it hits the paper. You can't, and you can only approximate that on the computer. That's what I've been trying to explain to you. I'm gonna work on the umbrella, the parrot, and the chicks on the table, and
on the bench.
Do you need to
three
fix
on the
chicks
bench.
On the table?
Pardon?
Do you need to fix the chicks on the table?
Chicks on the table, the color of the skin is too white.
I feel like it's too. The table just looks too flat. Like when you look at the rest of the picture, everything looks like it has brush strokes, marks, and everything. Then the table just looks really flat.
It is, because it's been retouched that way. I can't put brush strokes on it. I'd have to retouch the whole thing again.
Then you can
you
just
want texture. You're saying you want texture on the table.
I'm just saying it would. I'm not saying necessarily, but originally it had texture on the table and it looked looked in sync. Right now, if I look at the chicks on the table, it just looks like it's something extra there.
Let me see what I can do to give it the more dimension.
Maybe to draw some hoops and some I don't know.
Oh, let me give it a crack. So I'm gonna do umbrella, parrot, table, and three on a bench.
Cool.
And we must do mass media.
No, the mass media stuff was just atrocious. What I saw, I've not seen any reworks on that. Although apparently there were some reworks done on that.
Is there a problem with the first one? Because is there a problem with the first one or just the second one?
The second one, one line is missing. It almost and. They repeat the same thing that people who work on this, they don't think how to make it. They take this title somewhere from other pictures, I don't know. Still, they made a better age little, but in my story, they are 14. They are teenagers. And in the pictures, they are still babies.
Can you two do me a favor? Scott and Val both. Can you drop in like really pissed off emails to me? Like you're really pissed off about the press release. Can you drop me those emails? Because I need those to stick it to the marketing guys. Like, what the hell are you guys doing?
I'm not sure what you're asking for.
As a response, as a feedback to the press release, can you drop in a really pissed off email, because just stating that the press release written that I sent is crap.
You mean the one I just sent you, the corrected one?
Yeah. Can you just add a response to it?
I can resend that with an email saying that the original was not very good.
Yeah.
So it's.
You don't have to be nice. You don't have to be nice about it.
Okay.
No, No.
So, yeah. All right. So I'll, yeah, no, I'll just, what I'll do is I'll just send a new email and attach it to the new email with commentary.
Yep.
So, Sheldon, make an agency and take us as workers.
No, I don't want to do it. I retired.
I
tried to leave this behind me.
Paying money and practically doing all the jobs. So.
It's not fun anymore.
No, no fun.
So anyway, right. So let me work on these pictures and then I'll take a look at that other media stuff. I haven't seen what the revisions were, but the first set was just really bad.
Wow.
So I'll look at the second.
That much is just send them. I wasn't even in the office. I didn't review anything. I just asked, Emma, it's being too delayed. I can't come. Just send the file.
Yeah, well, there was a second patch, I guess, that was sent of the.
It's being revised thoroughly at this time because I'm trying to get a more, children, fresh, vibrant color vibe rather than a slightly dark, gloomy one that was being given. So it's being revised. I'll send it to you in a few days, and you'll get a fresh one. Right now, don't review the previous ones. I know they look bad.
Okay. let me. Just out of curiosity, the headline on that press release, the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, Brian, and Richard, and Other Tales.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, makes a positive impact on the literary world. Now, I got to tell you, an editor reading that would crumple it up and throw it in the garbage can. Because literary world, that's puff. And an editor's going to read that. Somebody who's putting together a magazine or an article is going to look at that and say, this is just a puff piece. I'm not even going to read any further. They'll read the headline, they'll read the second lead, and that'll be the end of it.
Okay.
So that was my reaction when I looked at it. I said, impact on the literary world? This is a children's book.
I do get that.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I do.
It's a children's book. You don't impact the literary world with a children's book.
Yeah.
Now, my aunt wrote a children's book that was a bestseller for 40 years. They released the 60th anniversary edition in 2013. So when it comes to impact on the literary world, that's the kind of book that we're talking about.
So you agree with my impact on the world?
No, that's not the point.
It's the point.
No.
You want to show that
never
your
mind.
Eyes grow better than I do.
No.
Oh, I still don't understand that we are joking, right? But
no, it's not a joke.
Leading author,
anyway.
Valentina Bandera, author. I am Regina.
We fixed, well, you understand that I rewrote it. You the rewrite.
Yeah, I understand. I do understand your perspective as well, Scott.
I'm not
so,
to consider myself a leading author. I'm 45 years a teacher, so I know, little things who nobody sees.
Okay. All right, let me deal with this stuff, and then I'll wait for you to send the other stuff.
Sure.
The
revisions
stuff.
When they come to me, and I'll send it to you, and once everything is approved, we'll start putting things live, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So
all right.
Then.
Yes, yes, about that. You need to tell me a remedy.
So, you are coughing, and I hear that something is like bronchitis. Buy a big black radish. You know what it is?
Yeah.
Black radish. Cut out inside, but leave the wall not very thin. Take honey and just fill this big hole in the radish with the honey.
Mm-hmm.
Cover it, put on the something, because maybe a leaf or something, and leave for a week. And
okay.
Then this liquid will be a good treatment. When I was 7, I was dying. I didn't go to school because I almost died. But old woman give this remedy from long from bronchitis, from everything. So remember, and you can eat it. It's not very yummy, I must tell you. But to eat, just for taking food, maybe half an hour or 20 minutes, and eat as much as you as you can, because it's not very yummy. I said, if even put two or three, because it's not too much honey will be there inside, because the liquid will mix and it's just like a bomb. And you will see that you feel better, because if you have just not a treated bronchitis.
One fast question for you.
Yep.
Do you have a runny nose?
Yeah.
Dry up your nose, your cough will go away.
I'll look into that, definitely.
Your nose draining down your throat is what's triggering the cough.
Probably.
So if you use a nose spray just to dry it up, that should stop your cough.
Well, I'll
it's not a productive cough. It's a nose cough. It's not like you have congestion in your lungs. Are you bringing up stuff from your lungs?
Oh yeah, it did. My right now my runny nose and my throat are kind of unrelated. Because right now my nose is running because I ate something spicy. And
okay.
Yeah.
that's one of the triggers that will keep you coughing.
Yeah, right now it's just something in my throat. It's just like a scratch that just won't go away.
Saltwater gargle.
Yeah, I am. Salt gargle, yeah.
Salt gargles are an amazing cure-all. Anyway, let me get at this stuff, and we'll pick it up.
Perfect.
Afterwards, all right?
We'll get in touch. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.